Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text for our meditation here this morning is recorded in the 11th chapter of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, beginning with the 25th verse. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and he to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. It was just days before Christmas, and the Minnesota wind was icy cold, almost unbearable. On the exit to the Mall of America stood a man in a ragged coat with a sign in despair. It said he would work for food. It had been a difficult year. He had lost his job. The bill collectors took everything he had, and he was at the point of bankruptcy. Now there wasn't even food to put on the dinner table. He stood with his ragged coat and sign in despair on the road to one of the most fashionable malls in North America. Some of the people looked a little guilty as they drove past him in their expensive cars to purchase their luxury items for the holidays. But the vast majority just ignored him. He was at the point of just walking out into the icy cold and ending it all until a car stopped. A window rolled down and a voice said, Hey, mister, I got an invitation for you. Not just work for today, but a real job. A chance to put your life back together again. An invitation to live again. On a much grander scale, that is the invitation that the gracious Savior makes to a bankrupt humanity going headlong into destruction. It isn't just a band-aid for the day. Rather, it's a chance to put our lives back together again, an invitation to live again. Let us then consider the gracious invitation of our Lord. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. First, we should ask, who are the weary and the heavy laden who should come to him? Our Lord answers this in his prayer to the Father. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and have revealed them to babes. The wise and the prudent are those who consider themselves wise and intelligent. They are the self-wise and the self-righteous, who do not see their sinful condition by nature, nor their desperate need for the gracious invitation of the Savior in our text. They are those who cast the Savior's gracious invitation underfoot like pearls to the swine. They are those who rejected the Savior like the cities of Galilee. For to Capernaum, our Lord says, and you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, it will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works which have been done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say to you, it shall be far more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. Are we the wise and the prudent who feel that the Lord and his gracious invitation are simply irrelevant for our lives. Deep down, do we think, I made myself successful? I put in the hard work, and I can handle any situation that comes my way. Are we living as though the Christian religion is nothing more than a bunch of folklore that has no real meaning in the here and now? Then sooner or later, our lives will crumble before our eyes. And it'll be far more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than it'll be for any of us. Are we the self-righteous who feel we have no need of the divine physician? Are we thinking, I've lived a pretty decent life. I don't do half the rotten things everyone else does in this community. I'm an upstanding citizen. I don't even know why this guy keeps talking about sin all the time. Sure, everyone makes mistakes. Does anyone really sin anymore? If this is our attitude, then we have exalted ourselves to heaven as Capernaum of old. But in reality, we have brought ourselves dangerously close to the gates of hell. For the wise and the prudent will not receive the Lord's gracious invitation. No, it has been revealed to babes. They are the weary and the heavy laden. The weary and the heavy laden are like this man standing out in the icy cold in front of the Mall of America. They know their bankrupt, sinful condition by nature. Their lives are falling apart, and there isn't a thing that they can do about it. All they can do is stand there and wait for help. They're like Martin Luther in the cloister in Erfurt. He tried everything possible to make himself more pleasing to God. He performed the most menial tasks in the monastery. He spent his days fasting and praying until his health was nearly ruined. Finally, he began beating himself in order to atone for his sins. When we each take an honest look at our lives, are we really any different? We are in desperate need of some outside help. We need someone to come and deliver us. And we can never make God love us on our own so that we can be sure that he is our dear Father and that we are his dear children. For we daily sin much and indeed deserve nothing but his wrath and punishment. We each, brothers and sisters, then, are the weak, the weary, and the heavy laden who so desperately need our Savior's gracious call. We then ask, what is our Lord's gracious invitation? Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The Savior's invitation here is indeed marvelous rest. Our soul, says St. Augustine, was created by and exists for God and is therefore never at rest until it rests in the Lord. Our soul is like Noah's dove in the deluge. That dove, after it left the ark, searched this earth for some kind of hope in this world. But when it found no rest, it returned to him from whom it came. In the same way, our souls in this great world full of distractions are looking for some kind of rest and peace, but will only find it until we return to the one from whom we came. Jesus won that rest and that peace which the world cannot give. He endured the weariness and burdens of this life so that we could have divine peace. He did battle with Satan and all the evil forces of this world, culminating in the battle of the ages upon the cross. There Christ, victor divine, crushed the old evil foe underfoot, obtaining heavenly rest and peace for us all. It is to that wonderful rest that Jesus gently and tenderly invites each one of us, saying, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. Here he lays the full treasure of all that he's won on the cross for us in word and sacrament. He says, come to me by returning to your baptism. and true repentance and faith. Here you are once incorporated into my body, the church, and will have real life in me. Come to me as I meet you in the divine word, providing comfort, counsel, and aid. Come to my table, you who are weary and heavy laden, and you will be united to me as the vine is to the branches, and you will have divine vivifying power. Regardless of your burdens or problems, come to him. His gracious arms are extended to you in love. Are our problems too great for him? Oh, no. Look at the wounds in his hands. He already poured forth his holy blood to atone for all of our sins. Are our sins too great for him? Oh, no. He is the Almighty who can do all things. Since he already has chosen us as his own holy baptism, we can be certain that he is with us through all the other needs and problems of this life, working all for our good, even turning evil into good. Today, the gentle Jesus stands before us and says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest for the body and the soul and the power to do all things through him, the power to overcome and obtain the victory." Brothers and sisters, don't exalt yourselves to heaven as Capernaum of old, so that it is far more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than it is for any of us. Rather, may we each run to the loving arms of the gentle and loving Jesus, who bids us all come. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. May rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. And let us pray. O God, you make the minds of the faithful to be of one will. Grant unto your people that they may love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the manifold changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.